Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, and welcome to the International Spiritual Awakening Ministries Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm your host, Prophetess Letitia Peters. Thank you for joining us as we proclaim the first Lord's Feast of the spring season, Passover. As we remember the liberation by God for the Israelites who were liberated from slavery in ancient Egypt, and their freedom as a nation under the leadership of Moses. It also commemorates the story of the Exodus as described in the book of Exodus, in which the Israelites were freed from slavery in Egypt, which occurred about 3,000 years ago, according to the Holy Bible. It starts at after dusk on the 14th of Nisan and ends at the dusk of the 15th day of the month of Nisan. And I like to play the Shofar Experience, the Jewish Prayer from Psalm 63. Shalom. Enjoy. The commandment to keep Passover is recorded in the book of in the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at dusk is the Lord's Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread unto the Lord. 7 days ye shall eat unleavened bread. In the first day ye shall have a holy convocation. Ye shall do no manner of servile work, and ye shall bring an offering made by fire unto the Lord 7 days. In the seventh day is a holy convocation. Ye shall do no manner of servile work. Leviticus 23 verses 5 to 8. Tells us that God helped the children of Israel escape from their slavery in Egypt by inflicting 10 plagues upon the ancient Egyptians before the Pharaoh would release his Israelite slaves. The 10th and worst of the plagues was the death of the Egyptian firstborn. The Israelites were instructed to mark the doorposts of their homes with the blood of a slaughtered spring lamb. And upon seeing this, the Spirit of the Lord knew to pass over the firstborn in these homes, hence the English name of the holiday. When the Pharaoh freed the Israelites, it said that they left in such a hurry that they could not wait for bread dough to rise, leaven. In commemoration for the duration of Passover, no leavened bread is eaten. The reason Passover was called the Feast of Unleavened Bread in the Torah or Old Testament. Thus, maaso, flat unleavened bread, is eaten during Passover, and it is a tradition of the holiday. So we remember the freedom from slavery of the children of Israel from ancient Egypt. pray. Father, we thank you. As we remember what you did for the Israelites almost 3,000 years ago, written in Leviticus 23, verses 5 to 8, that Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread are your feast that we should proclaim in this spring season. You said if we love you, we will obey your commandments. And we love you, we showing you that we are obeying your commandments, and we rebuke and bind the spirits of Good Friday and the Resurrection Sunday and Easter. In the name of Yeshua. And we loose from the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Now, in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Yeshua, we stand on the words of Romans 10:12, that there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all. And if that is the case, we all should be proclaiming the same Lord's feast. Lord, we are sorry for disobeying your commandments and not proclaiming your Lord's feast as depicted in Leviticus 23. Lord, we ask that you are such a merciful God that you remember our sins no more. Oh, Lord, we love you, Lord, with all our hearts, mind, soul, and strength. We give you all the praise and glory. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done and what you're going to do. All things work together for your glory. All things work together for your good. We love you, Lord. We praise you. We give you all the glory and bless your holy name. All things work together for your glory. All things work together for your good. Pray for the unity of the church as one spirit. Jews and Gentiles are baptized into one body. All people will fear God, hate evil, live righteous, and pray for God's wisdom and guidance, and people will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways. Then you will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land in the name of Yeshua. Lord, please forgive us and loose your spirit now into every part of the world in the name of Yeshua. In the name of Yeshua, help us, Lord, so that you will know us. We are ready to demonstrate your power and authority through us in our lives right now and everywhere we go. You have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Lord, we put on the whole armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, the Lord girt about with truth, and the feet shown with the preparation of the gospel of peace. To stand against the wiles of the devil in the name of Yeshua. In the name of Yeshua, we have been given power and authority over all those to heal all manner of sickness and disease. It is written, wherefore God also has exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Yeshua every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Yeshua is Lord to the glory of God the Father. In the name of Yeshua, stand in agreement with all godly prayers and supplications prayed to you today, and bind all ungodly prayers and supplications, and loose the blood of Yeshua and the Holy Ghost and the fire to cover and destroy them now in the name of Yeshua. In the name of Yeshua, we bind all demonic spirits, evil spirits, familiar spirits, unclean spirits, wicked spirits, in every church, every synagogue, and everywhere where you are not there, Lord. Every home, loose your spirit, Lord. Loose your spirit in every church, every home, every building, all the land. Now, in all the world, that your will be done, Lord. In the name of Yeshua, we pray for the peace in Jerusalem. We worship, praise, and bless your holy name, Lord. It is written, all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. With you, God, all things are possible. Lord, for being among our prayers and supplications to make intercessions for us. We give thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Yeshua HaMashiach. Oh, that you will bless us indeed and enlarge our territories, that your hand will be with us, and that you will keep us from evil, that we may not cause pain in the name of Yeshua. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Spirit breaking out. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
In the name of Yeshua,
we rebuke and bind all spirits of anti-Semitism. In the name of Yeshua, racism. We rebuke and bind and loose the spirit of love and peace and joy. Hallelujah. In the name of Yeshua, Lord, you said we have not because we ask not. And we declare and decree spirit of love and peace and joy and happiness in America, in the world. Your spirit is being loose now in of America, in every country, every nation, on every continent, every place in the world. Let your spirit be loose now in the name of Yeshua. Let your spirit love is moving because Jesus is love. Thank you, God. In the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise and glory. All things for this. Together for your glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is the Son of the living God. Thank you. Hallelujah. We give you all the praise. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And now I'd like to bless the world by praying the Aaronic blessing, also called the priestly blessing. And Numbers 6, verses 24 to 26. The Lord bless all the children of Israel children, my family children in America, for all continents in the world, and keep them. The Lord make his face shine upon them, be gracious to them. The Lord lift up his paw on them and give them peace. Now, I also like to say the blessing using the divine names. Yahweh, bless the children of Israel, children of my family, children in America, children in all continents and in the world, and keep them. Yahweh, make his face shine upon them, be gracious unto them. Yahweh, lift up his countenance upon them and give them peace. Elohim, bless the children of Israel, the children in my family, children in America, children on all continents in the world, and keep them. Elohim, make his face shine upon them, be gracious unto them. Elohim, lift up his countenance upon them and give them peace. I thank you for joining us as we continue to proclaim the Lord's feast for the spring season with worship, praise, and prayer calls at midnight Eastern Time, noon Eastern Time, and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Please visit manifestthetruth.com and select the event. And also, you can go to Heal a Nations Movement on Facebook, and we have all the important details. And you also could send me a friend request, Letitia Peters Tish, L-E-T-I-T-I-A. Thank you for joining us. And Shabbat Shalom. And let's get the word out so people could join us for Passover and to proclaim the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Let's let the church say amen.
They bow their heads and worship the Lord with their faces.
Have a good night. Shalom. Thank you for joining us.
Our answer should be amen.
Join us tomorrow at the same time. Hallelujah. Amen.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Yeah. Let the church let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Lift your hands, lift your hands. God has spoken. So let the church say amen.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
God has spoken.
Thank you, Lord.
So let the church amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.